Kyle Richards is reacting to Paris Hilton's diss towards Mauricio. We also have Lisa Vanderpump who's saying she always predicted that Jackson and Brittany were going to break up. We had the Valley premiere, another episode of Vanderpump Rules, more Kategate conspiracies. It's going to be a good time. I hope you is ready for it. You're listening to No Filter with Zach Peter, your go-to source for all the latest pop culture and reality TV tea, served fresh all week long. Now, let's dive in. All righty, everybody. We have a lot that we're going to... I guess not too much. Today was actually... yesterday was a full podcast, but lots of new Kate-spiracies going around. It seems like even TMZ is now questioning whether or not it's actually Kate that's in the video that they shared. They verified via the metadata that... the video was from Saturday. So it's not that the video was an old video. It's not that the video is AI. It is a real video that was shot on Saturday. But now people are questioning whether or not the video shows Kate or possibly a double. We've had Kate lookalikes that come out on TikTok and they're like, no, it's not me. And then we've had people are going wild with the theories. I thought that it was Kate. I don't know. I still have some reservations. I want to believe that it's Kate. I don't want to believe that they put a fake stunt double out there. But we know that they do have stunt doubles. The grainy footage, I don't know. I have a lot of questions, but I do think maybe it, I don't know. I go back and forth. It hurts my head. I can't keep up. I can't. Like Ramona. I can't. I don't know where I stand anymore. At this point, I don't know where I stand. Zach in black. I'm not in black. I'm in gray. It's a little John Varvatos. What is this? A polo? It's kind of thin. I feel like you can see my nipples through it. Oof. Okay. So I don't know. I'm torn. Apparently she's supposed to resurface after Easter. So we'll see if she actually does resurface after Easter. That'll put a lot of vimmers. It'll put a lot of it to rest. But at this point, I don't know. It's just the jawline was the only thing holding me back from fully thinking that it's her. Yeah, but then we explained that she does look like she's lost some weight. And if she has lost some weight in the last couple of months, then it is possible that, she has a more chiseled jawline. I don't know. A lot of people are like, that's not Kate. I know. A lot of people don't think that it's Kate. I just don't like Bigfoot conspiracy theories. And so I want to believe that it's Kate. And yesterday's podcast, we were very much trying to tie ourselves into pretzels to make sense of what's going on. I guess we're not going to know for a minute. It's going to be a minute before we actually figure it out. Bone structure, her cheeks too. Okay, guys, again, but that's all consistent with weight loss. When you lose weight, oh yeah, your jaw starts to pop out. When you lose weight, oh yeah, your cheekbones start to pop up. So, yeah. Don't know what else to tell you. But that's where I stand with that. Kyle Richards was doing an Amazon live, looking sharp today. Oh, thank you. Thanks. I try. I look sharp every day. I can lick it. I can ride it while you slip in and slide it. And like all them other chicks, keep the dick up and ride it. He wanna F-R-E-A-K-A-K-A-K-A-K. I love me a little F-R-E-A-K-A-K-A-K. Zach, could you put your book reviews in a playlist? I think we're going to redo the book reviews. I know I've been saying that for a minute, we're going to revive book club because that's one thing that people have asked about the most. We will add a new tier in the Zach Pack memberships on YouTube. We will do a monthly book club with the monthly live stream where we dive into book clubs. And then I do want to do a revamp of the House of Hilton. I want to dedicate one episode of the podcast that is solely focused on House of Hilton, where we revisit the juiciest parts, whereas before I think it was broken up to three or four different parts for House of Hilton. Maybe we'll revisit a couple of the older books. We'll condense the multiple live streams because we would do five chapters a week and we would break that up over several weeks. Whereas now I think if we just condense it into one 45-minute episode that kind of just powers through all the tea, I think that would be kind of good. We have the Playboy books. We have the House of Hilton book. We have a lot of the Bravo Lab books. So we'll see. Maybe we'll pick our like top three, and once a week we'll have a book club throwback recap with whatever three favorite books we read before that we wanted to. So yeah, my teeth all shifted from weight loss. Yeah, see, when you lose weight, like your body changes. I feel like my, now that I'm doing Invisalign, I feel like I'm down to like the final 4 months of Invisalign. I cannot wait until it's done. But I feel like it's changed my face so much. And I feel like it's almost, I feel like my face is not as chiseled as it used to. I don't know. I still feel like I have pretty high cheekbones and a sharp jawline. But I do feel, because we had to widen my lower jaw. I don't know. That's aside from weight loss, but yeah, weight loss can really change your appearance. That's why a lot of like housewives on Ozempic now, like they look like they've changed. Does an eating disorder also make you look 10 years younger? I didn't say an eating disorder makes you look 10 years younger, but I mean, weight loss can make you look younger for sure, or in some cases it may age you. We're also seeing these photos of her from a distance. She does, I will say that she does look a lot younger. I don't know, the Kate conspiracy theories are crazy. Anyway, back to Kyle. So Kyle was on her Amazon Live, and people were asking what she thought about Paris Hilton dissing Mauricio's new show Buying Beverly Hills, because in the previews that we've seen for Buying Beverly Hills, there's a scene where he talks about getting fucked over by Hilton and Hyland because he felt like he was entitled to become a partner and they didn't want to make him a partner, even though he claims that he was driving or bringing in 19% of the company's revenue, which is a substantial amount, possibly, you know, warranting of becoming a partner for sure. They didn't want to give that to him. So he decided to leave and start his own firm. He left the agents that he was working with under his team. Some of them decided to leave with him. Rick Hilton wasn't happy about that. Kathy Hilton wasn't happy about that. Now he's, you know, kind of discussing it again on Buying Beverly Hills season 2, which is premiering this month. And so Paris Hilton got upset, and she's just like, I wish he would stop using my family to ride our coattails to, you know, promote his dumb show. And then he responded to it on Entertainment Tonight, and he was talking about how, you know, he's sorry that she's upset about it, but this is, you know, between two businessmen, and it's meaning between Rick and Mauricio, and like, this is his experience. He has a real estate company. Like, this is what, he's just sharing his life and his experience and where he came from, and he can't not acknowledge, I almost said House of Hilton, he can't not acknowledge Hilton and Hyland. And, you know, in his confessional, in that same clip, he's like, listen, I have no shade to throw at them. I'm not, you know, I don't have anything bad to say about Hilton and Hyland. This is just my experience. I felt like they fucked me over. I left. They weren't happy with how I left. And I get it. Like we said yesterday on the podcast, I see it from both sides. His response was very classy, Jen. I agree. But then we have Kyle now talking about it on her Amazon Live. And she says that, you know, since all of that, the cousins have all talked it out and they've squashed the beef. I guess Kyle's daughters talked to Paris. I understand, like, they're both going to want to defend their father. But I don't think Mauricio's trying to use, you know, the Hilton. Well, I mean, I guess he kind of is, right? Like, you know that it's going to make press. You know that it's going to make headlines. You know that if you discuss it on the show, it's going to likely draw attention. And, you know, it's going to rehash old family drama. But then again, Kathy discussed it at the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion. So, I don't know. But Kyle says that the beef has been squashed. She doesn't want to get involved. She doesn't want to go backwards, which she said at the reunion. She told Kathy she didn't want to get into it all again. It's done. It's over. It's in the past. What Mauricio chooses to do is all on Mauricio. But yeah, I tried watching Mauricio's show at work yesterday, and oof, no thanks. I enjoyed it. I saw the first season. Is the second season, did it drop yet? Or does it drop today? It's March 20th. I thought it was March 23rd. Today's what, March 20th? I enjoyed season 1. I'm looking forward to season 2. I think maybe I'll have some of the cast members on there, which, by the way, I do have a Love is Blind cast member coming on the podcast next week. Whoo! I'm really excited about this one. Very excited. It was the Farrowween episode. Oh, I feel like the Farrowween episode was kind of lame from season 1, only because it was like a lame Farrowween. We've seen big Farrowween events happen on Housewives, that the Buying Beverly Hills version was like a pandemic version, that, and just like a not the vibe. I watched the first season. It was interesting. Yeah, I agree. I liked it. So, yeah, but it looks like we're going to get more into all of the Hilton and Highland. Yeah, Hilton and Highland. I'm looking forward to season two. So, really, AD. Oh, you guys are trying to guess who I'm going to have. AD was just on the Vile Files. I didn't see that AD was just on the Vile Files. I don't... It's interesting. Zach, there is no place or link to join your membership. The link, my love, is right in the description below. It should... There's a link in the description below if you want to become a member of the Zach Pack on YouTube. There's a link in the description below. Megan Fox coming on. Megan Fox was just on Call Her Daddy. The real Megan Fox, not the Sheen version of Megan Fox. But listen, I don't know if you guys are going to like who I'm bringing on the podcast. But I am very much, I'm kind of excited about it. It's going to be interesting for sure. I have two controversial guests that, a couple of controversial guests that we're working on bringing onto the podcast that are going to ruffle some feathers for sure. I'm even surprised. And I'm very curious how this is all going to play out. But that's all I'm going to say about that for now. okay. Back to Kyle. So speaking of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and the reunion, there's a photo. Let me see. Which account? I want to make sure I give credit to the accounts. But there was an account, Shannon's Spanx on... You guys with your fucking names. Shannon Spanx posted a photo, and it says on Twitter, on the X, "Wait a damn minute. We could have had Kim at the reunion. We were robbed." So there is a trailer right next to Kathy's trailer. There's a photo from the set. And it's, you can see, if it looks like they were getting a video of Kathy walking by, but in the door next to Kathy's trailer, the door has the name Kim Richards on it, which sounds like Kim Richards was supposed to attend the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion and ghosted. Uncertain why, but Kim Richards, we could have had her at the Beverly Hills reunion, and we did not. Kim, get it together, girlfriend. I mean, listen, we all know she needs the check. I would have loved to have seen Kim at the reunion. Kim and Kathy and Kyle all together on the reunion stage. That would have been great. We rarely get all three sisters together. It's like a sighting of Kate Middleton. When they're all together, it's rare. And then we see photos and we all go crazy. And then we're all like, is that Kim? Which, you know, so Kyle was calling in the troops. Maybe, but why, like, let Kyle call in the troops. She called in Kathy, and Kathy came in, and Kathy was like, huh, come on, son, let's go. Kathy didn't even have to say anything to Sutton. Sutton got all rattled. Kathy sent Sutton to the hospital, and she didn't even have to say a word. It's funny. When Kathy was like, I was going to go after her next, I was like, Kathy. And then the internet was like so mad at Kathy and Erica because they were like chit-chatting while everyone was tending to Sutton. But I was kind of like, well, what did you really expect? Well, first of all, that kind of, and I think Sutton responded to it. But like, first off, what did you guys expect them to do? What did you want them to go and rub Sutton's feet and fan her down? Like everybody else was all around her. The on-site medic was right there. Andy was right there. Kyle was right there. Crystal was right there. Anne Marie was right there. Like everybody was huddled around Sutton. What did you really want them to do? She just seemed like she had low blood sugar and she was shaking, which, you know, is alarming for sure. But like, let the professionals, let everybody else be able to handle it. Like, I don't get what people expected or wanted Kathy to do. Yeah, it was funny because Kathy was just like, well, I guess I was going to go after her next. That's one way to get out of it. Like, she just did not take it seriously. And she's like, well, Sutton, you're 49. Hot flashes happen. But then Sutton went and on Twitter, she posted a photo with Jennifer Tilly and is like, you know, real friends know that I'm not lying, or something about how alluding to Kathy or seemingly shade at Kathy, right? Because she, was trying to make it seem like, oh, Jennifer Tilly is a real friend and Kathy is not a real friend because Kathy was questioning how serious my medical condition was, which then she told Page Six that her medical condition was just exhaustion. Because everybody online was just like, oh, is it because she was having alcohol withdrawals? And I mean, people keep trying to run with that alcohol narrative. She keeps denying it and shooting it down. So I feel like, I mean, I don't know, maybe she just likes to drink. Maybe she doesn't have a drinking problem. But yeah, they run as fast as they could. Yeah, as soon as Kathy came in, Garcelle is nice but boring. No storyline there. I agree, Tracy. I do agree. I'm confused why Teddy and Tamara are saying she was faking it. I don't think she was faking it. I think maybe that it, to me, it's out. She's like, you know, that's a, or somebody online was like, I read a tweet and they're like, that's like her heart was beating and her hands were shaking. And those are real conditions that you can't fake. You can't fake an elevated heart rate. I'm like, it sounds like she had anxiety. Like that was like the medical condition sound. Okay. I'll tell you guys this. There was one time. It was a couple of months after I had just lost my grandmother. So obviously, like, your body, like, your whole equilibrium is basically off when you're going through a heavy grieving process, right? And so we had taken a family trip to Disneyland, and, you know, we were walking around all day. We were in the sun. We were drinking, whatever. At the end of the day, you know, there's adrenaline on your body from going on a roller coaster and walking around, whatever, having fun, having a couple drinks, whatever. All I know is, for, you know, and again, there was just a lot of emotion and, you know, anxiety in my body and, you know, a lot of chaos in my body with the grieving process, right? And just having a long day on top of a long week. But I remember there was one time where I went to bed, and this is before I had the dogs. This is before I was living on my own by myself in downtown. And I just remember at one point, I just woke up in the middle of the night in a full anxiety attack, and I was shaking and my heart was beating and I was like freaking the fuck out. And I was like, something's wrong. I don't know what's wrong with me. And I was like trying to call people. I couldn't even see my fucking phone. Like my vision was just so blurred and I was freaking out, right? My hands were shaking. My heart rate was elevated. I was hyperventilating. I was scared, right? The only thing I ended up doing was calling the paramedics, calling 911 and being like, I think I'm having a stroke. It was the worst fucking anxiety attack I've ever had. And I woke up. It was like mid sleep that it started happening. And then it woke me up and my body was like in a full blown panic. So when it comes to Sutton, I'm like, maybe she just had an anxiety attack. Like, that's kind of what it sounded like. I mean, granted, I freaked the fuck out and called 911. They came, they checked on me, and they're like, okay, you're fine. Your heart rate's a little elevated. You're a little shaky. Your vision was a little blurry. But they're like, do you wear contacts? And I was like, actually, I do wear contacts, you know? So, yeah. Panic attacks from sleep are fucked up. Yeah, those are insane because you don't understand what the fuck is happening, you know? And so, yeah. Stacey says, Zach, I know your grandma is so proud of you. You make so many people's day better each morning. Thank you, Stacey. I appreciate that. I needed to hear that this morning. I do. I really appreciate that. But yeah, everyone experiences panic attacks differently. If you're not familiar, it can feel very scary. I agree. It sounds like Sutton had an anxiety attack. It's a crappy feeling. Yeah. I have panic attacks and I get clammy and shaky and pass out. See? Sounds like Sutton never said that she had an anxiety. I think because if she admits to having an anxiety attack, then she would have to admit to being scared of Kathy. I think she was worried though, because one, I don't think she was expecting Kathy to come to the reunion. And two, she was going to have to discuss, because they just aired the clip where she talks about when Kathy got upset with her. Remember, because there was the fight with Kyle and Sutton in Kyle's kitchen at the dinner party when Sutton and Garcelle were asking about Kyle's marriage. And then Sutton's like, oh, made that comment about like, oh, you just don't want to lose another sister or something like that. And then she's like, really, Sutton, you know what Kathy's like. And she's like, you're just afraid of Kathy. And she's like, I'm not afraid of Kathy. And then in her confessional, she's like, I'm not afraid of Kathy. I'll tell you exactly what went down with me and Kathy. And then she's going off talking about Kathy. And then they air that clip. And then there's Kathy. And it's like, ooh, I think she was a little worried. I think she's just a little bit worried about it. And I think that maybe that triggered some anxiety, and that's probably what happened. That seems like the most logical conclusion. So yeah, I'm going to a sound bath this afternoon. Super soothing. Trust me, we all could use a nice little sound bath. But it was just funny. And everyone's dragging Kathy. And they're like, I can't believe she couldn't be bothered. And her and Erica are talking about Christmas decorations. It's like, again, but like, what did you want them to talk about? Aspen again? You know, they were sitting there as Sutton was getting tended to. And they were trying to figure out what's going on. I just love that Kathy's like, it's a hot flash, Sutton. You're getting old. Oh, Kathy will always Kathy. But it's funny. All the Kathy stands turned on her at the reunion. Like, she has no empathy. She's evil. I'm like, no, Kathy's just Kathy. It's who she is. Whatever. I thought it was funny. And I think everybody's like big grandiose reactions to it are also kind of funny. So yeah. But let's talk about the Valley in Vanderpump Rules and Lisa Vanderpump, because she is talking about Jax and Brittany breaking up. But first, I have to tell you about Factor. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Remember, we want that protein. Give me that protein. Oh, like Popeye, right? There's also more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. Pancakes, smoothies, and more. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. Sign up and save. They've done the math, and Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. So head on over to factormeals.com/nofilter50 and use code NOFILTER50 to get 50% off. That's code NOFILTER50, NOFILTER50 at factormeals.com/NOFILTER50 and rack in that 50%. And this just in, breaking news, body odor is officially canceled, okay, for good this time. Unlike certain deodorants, Lumi's whole body deodorant is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous, I put it to the test, outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet to your privates. I put it on my private before a date. In fact, it was one of patients' biggest concerns about, you know, private part odor, which is why it was the OBGYN that created Lumi. And fast forward 6 years later, her game-changing whole body deodorant has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love smelling great and feeling confident from head to toe. It's my new go-to. Put it to the test. It works. Choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, and toasted coconut. Currently wearing toasted coconut, and it makes me smell like a snack. So if you want to give them a try, I've got a special offer for you. New customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code NOFILTER at LumiDeodorant.com. Lumi is spelled L-U-M-E. That's over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code NOFILTER. That's code NOFILTER at Lumi, L-U-M-E, LumiDeodorant.com. Oh,
hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
All right, shall we talk about Jax and Brittany? Get it, girl. Zach, I do look forward to your morning videos because I'm an early riser as well. Yay! What time do you wake up? I'm a 4:30 a.m. kind of bitch. I'm up. We do it. We take the dogs for a walk. We come back. I go to the gym. I come back. I make breakfast. The dogs have potty time. We tip the podcast. We go for a walk. We do the damn thing. Oh, put it on your workout clothes controls sweaty smell. Yes, Marianne, it actually does work. Sometimes I feel like I can get a little stinky at the gym, but you put on a little Lumi and you're good. How many hours of sleep do you get a night? I tried to get at least like 7. I tried to go to bed about 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4. So 6-ish hours, 6 to 7 hours is my goal. Usually don't sleep for more than that. But yeah. All right. Let's talk Lisa Vanderpump, because she was just talking to, I believe it was E! News. She was doing an interview with E! News, and she was saying that they asked her about Jax and Brittany breaking up or splitting or separating. And she's like, well, everyone could have predicted that. She's like, his past behavior is always going to dictate his future behavior. And then she talks about Ken and how Ken was a bad boy. And, you know, nobody thought that she should have gotten with Ken and that they were never going to work out because he was 16 years older than her. And he was like a player. And she's like, listen, we made it work. We made it work, made it twerk, and it kept him. So her and Ken are still going strong. So it sounds like she has faith that Jax and Brittany can work it out, but she's kind of just like, listen, we're not surprised. You know, he's always been a bad boy. He's always screwed up. He's never been nice to Brittany. He's never treated her amazingly. So it makes sense that they're going to continue to have these issues. And yet here we are having more of these issues. So yeah. Are we surprised? Well, I mean, I just think it's weird that, like, I think it's weird that they're, like, still doing press together and they, like, are kind of still talking together. Like, it's strange, right? Because they, like, don't want any separation. Like, they're still technically working together. They're still doing their podcast together. It's just something about it feels odd. So I don't know. I don't know. Janine says, Zach, did you see Jax, Brittany, and Kristen? Awkward. Kristen sitting between them. Jax acting weird and Brittany acting like it's not. That's what I mean. That was that on E! News? That was Entertainment Tonight that they did that interview. I think they also did one with E! News. But it was just, it's strange, right? And Kristen's like in the middle. I mean, I guess that's kind of how it was when she was at my Friendsgiving show at the Bourbon Room back in for Thanksgiving, the Friendsgiving show that we did. And it was Kristen next to Gigi, and they don't really like each other. And that was kind of awkward and weird, but yeah, I don't know. I'm amazed at the money they spent on these parties, not just catered, but catered with staff. Yeah. Hey, they're okay, but they are no Zach. Who's okay, but who's no Zach? The timing is suspicious. I agree, Michelle. NYC says it's fake. Carrie says it's exaggerated. Marianne says Brittany knew what she was getting into. I mean, I guess. Nessa says, I just love Zach's take on things. It's fun and quick. Oh, and Adam is just born. Okay, we don't need to throw shade. Why? I always get in trouble, okay? I'm going to do a little hand on the wrist right now. I'm going to do a little spank. As if you're one of my bitches. But no, because I just had this conversation with one of my friends the other day. Because you guys don't realize, we all talk, I get it. You guys like to take clips of my show and take things out of context and send them to other people and create fights and create feuds or talk shit. You like to come and watch my show and then send clips to my friends talking shit about me. And you don't think they tell me. You guys love to just like fan the flames. I honestly think that's a big reason why Adam and I really had a falling out and why we weren't able to repair our friendship is because too many people would get involved. And then people would come to me and they'd be like, he's saying this about you. And people would go to them and they're like, they're saying this about you. And it just creates drama. I think from here on out, I'm like removing any of my friendships or personal relationships from the internet because you guys like to fuck shit up. You're like Jax Taylor. You love chaos, which listen, I can't lie. So do I. I like chaos too. I love the drama. I was actually just texting my friend Jacques the other day and I was like, I think I'm going to be like less chaotic. I think I'm going to try to like work on, you know, not being so crazy. And he's just like, well, I don't know if that's possible for you. And I was like, well, we'll see. I say that. And then 2 seconds later, I'm like, you want to get popped? Whew. Until we get you going in members only. You guys always get me going in members only. I love Zach. No hate. This one's better. Thank you. I appreciate all the love. Don't worry, Joe will tell us. Joe is the biggest troublemaker in Members Only. He is just like a little detective. He is like a Megan King Edmonds. But Joe's not always right, I'll tell you that. Joe thinks that he's right. The Valley just seemed like a bunch of very selfish, overly entitled people. I mean, listen, it's Bravo. I mean, like, you know, there's going to be drama. It's going to be spicy. It was a good season of Vanderpump. I loved the final transition scene where you see Jax and Sandoval getting into it, and then you see them squash their beef by the end of it, and then you see Jax go home, and we have the transition from him and his Vanderpump Rules confessional, and then he walks over to his Valley confessional. I liked it. I thought it was good. I'm looking forward to The Valley. If it gets a season two, which I'm predicting it probably will, I can see them moving Lala and Sheena over to The Valley, obviously, because they've already started making cameos. So I can see Lala and Sheena dipping over to The Valley. Possibly the Toms, possibly James Kennedy. We know James is now in... Is he in The Valley? No, he's not in The Valley. He's by LAX, which is technically not The Valley. Is that The... I don't know. LA is confusing sometimes. But so, yeah, I don't know. I can definitely see Sheena and Lala moving in onto The Valley show and leaving Vanderpump Rules, because I think it may be time to wrap up Vanderpump Rules. I think Ariana's done with the show. I don't think she cares to do the show anymore. I don't think Katie makes much sense on the show anymore either. Like, Katie and Ariana just feel like they're on an island this season that just doesn't seem to make sense to me. James is in Burbank. Oh, that's right. That's right. He's not at the LAX airport. He's at the Burbank airport. Yes. So he is in The Valley. That's why I was confused. I was like, wait, but I thought he was by the airport, but then he said he was in The Valley. So yes, that is true. He's by the Burbank airport, which is a different airport. So I can see James possibly moving over to The Valley. I mean, he seems to be on good terms with Jax. They know a lot of the Valley cast members as it is. I mean, if you're not going to be able to get Stassi on The Valley, then yeah, let's bring over Sheena and Lala. The drama will still continue. I think Ariana's done in general. I don't think she cares to keep up with the show. I don't even think she needs the show anymore. She's doing just fine. Katie doesn't make sense on the show anymore. I also don't think Sandoval makes much sense on the show anymore, but I do think that if he's able to repair his relationships with James and Sheena, and obviously he's repaired his relationship with Jax, I think Tom and Kristen will continue to have beef. But for the most part, it seems like Sandoval may have a solid chance of coming over to The Valley as well. He just first has to, well, I guess him and Ariana live in The Valley already. They live in Valley Village, right? So maybe he doesn't need to move out of the house. That would be funny. Ariana is poor. Remember, she needs the check. No, she was poor when Sandoval broke. And then since Sandoval, she's turning it all around. Katie needs a stint at the Meadows. Oh, Katie just is not. I mean, listen, I like some of the shade that she throws and stuff, but for the most part, I just am not feeling Katie. She's just is angry all the time, and she is angry at, I mean, I get why she doesn't like Sandoval, but still. Like, even in the scene from Vanderpump Rules this week, last night, when, you know, Tom's, like, trying to apologize to her and trying to take a little accountability. I mean, was it his best effort? No, it was not his best effort, but he was trying. He was, like, trying to extend an olive branch to Katie, and she was just, like, not having it. Not happy about it. I mean, listen, she definitely gave it to him, right? She's like, I left a 12-year marriage. I was married to somebody and I was with him for 12 years. I left that marriage because he wasn't treating me the way that I deserved to be treated. I wasn't happy. And even though I still love him very much and it was the hardest thing I had to do, I didn't go and fuck your friend and fuck his friend. You know, she's like, I divorced him. I left him. I was with him for 12 years. So if anybody knows what you were going through about not being happy in your long-term relationship, it's me. I wasn't happy in my long-term relationship. And guess what? I left. I didn't fuck his friend. Although Katie just doesn't seem like she's, I don't know. Something about her is just not very palatable lately. Her and Ariana just seem like they're on an island and not really gelling. It was nice to see them go out and be around the group and be around Sandoval when they went to the Belmont. But we'll get into it more in tonight's Vanderpump Rules recap. I have Zachary Reality that I'm doing the recap with tonight. So if you want to join us on YouTube, 6 p.m. Pacific. You can join us on the YouTube channel live. Pop into that live chat. We'll be talking all about Vanderpump in the Valley even more. So join us there. All right, guys. I think that's all I have for you for today. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday. I'll see you later tonight. We will have our members only. Yeah, we'll have our members only this week. But hang tight. Enjoy the rest of your day. Happy hump day. Hope you're getting humped today. Hey. No, Josh, he's in Louisiana. He has a family wedding, so he's in Louisiana for the week. So Zachary Reality is going to be filling in for our Vanderpump Rules recap this week. All right. Thank you, guys. Love you, guys. Appreciate you guys. If you want to keep up with me, you can always keep up with me at Just Plain Zach all over the internet, or you can keep up with the podcast at No Filter with Zach if you want to stay up to date with all the latest reality TV. Hey, new episodes of No Filter drop Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, with bonus episodes for No Filter Plus members on Apple Podcasts on Fridays, or if you're a member of the Zach Pack on YouTube, you get bonus live streams on Thursday evenings. That schedule has not been consistent, so we've been mixing them up. Because my schedule has just been a little crazy. So they haven't been on Thursdays, but you do get a bonus live stream. You do get one. They're usually on Thursdays. Just lately, my schedule has been a little crazy. But you do get a bonus episode every week on the YouTube. All right. Love you. Appreciate you. Catch Disaster Daters if you haven't done so yet. Jeff and I are going to be taping new episodes of Disaster Daters. And lots of fun, exciting things on the horizon. So stay tuned. All right. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.